rising, grand rising, kings, queens, gods and goddesses, thanks for showing up for another episode of That White Girl. I am Kimberly Michael, and I'm doing a new thing. So, this will be my second podcast, just me. If you didn't hear the first, basically, I've been getting up, you know, every day, and there's just so many things that are happening, and I want to talk about it, you know, and I make a note, and I put the note away, and then something else comes up, and then I talk about that, and then, you know, time passes, and I haven't spoke on all the things that I truly want to just, you know, kind of touch on and have a conversation about, so I decided to start hitting the record button and doing episodes with just me talking about, you know, shit that bothers me and how I feel about it and, you know, my mindset about it. I mean, that's the whole premise of this podcast, is that I am who I am and I have this mindset that, you know, at the end of the day, most people think truly don't belong to me, but, you know, it does. And I got shit to say about a lot of things, and it's just the way that it is, and I'm gonna start saying it, because I'm tired of being silent, even though I'm not silent. I need to, you know, I need to push some of this out. I saw a meme with something about speaking your truth, you know, clear that throat chakra. So, that's kind of what I'm doing in this incident, in this particular incident. So, this morning I'm going, for those of you who know, I don't own a TV. I'll watch Netflix. I don't watch the news. I don't pull up articles, online often. Very rarely do I do so, other than what I'm currently focused on. So, if I do pull an article up, it's usually because, you know, it's something that's relevant. And so, this morning, of course, you know, I'm going through my timeline, and or my news timeline, I guess, because they're not on my timeline anymore. And, you know, the first one is a brother dropping off his kid at school, and a white lady, you know, just going in and saying whatever she wants to say, and, you know, feeling like you can just... This is the part I don't understand. I mean, I truly, in the depths of my soul, can't get my head around why white folks think they can just say whatever the fuck they want to black people. I just don't understand that. Like, who do you think you are in this world that exists? Like, I mean, that's beyond privilege to me. That's arrogance. It's narcissism, if you ask me. Like, who the fuck do you think you are that you can just walk up to another human being and proceed to project your hate on them verbally, your fear on them verbally? It's utterly and completely ridiculous that you think you have some type of privilege or authority. It's ridiculous. And I don't know, I don't have a solution. I don't have a solution. I don't have a solution. Like, my only solution in my own head, which is me, is, you know, if there's another white person there, that they need to hold them accountable for their behavior. I don't let white people talk any kind of way in front of me. You know, some of them think they can because they don't know who I am. They don't know what I do. They've never seen or met my family. And then even when white people do know who I am and see who I am, they still want to talk to me any kind of way and act like it's okay to use the N-word in front of me because they're just referring to or telling a story. Or no, we're not doing that. Don't, please, Whew, let me calm down. Let me tell y'all something. If any of y'all ever meet me in person or talk to me on the phone and you are white and you come at me improperly, okay? Don't use the N-word. Just under any circumstances, it is not okay. I don't care if you grew up around black folks. I don't care if you have 15 biracial children. I don't care if everybody you know in your entire life is a black person. I don't care if it's for racist reasons. I don't care if it's to tell a story. I don't give a shit what reasoning you have behind what you saying. Please don't use the N-word in front of me. Because the only thing that y'all are doing, for the ones that are doing it because I'm around black folks and I got black babies, you just giving other white folks permission to use it. That's what you doing. White folks see you saying it and they just add to their story about how black folks say it. Well, black folks say it and the white folks that hang out with them say it, so why can't I say it? You know, their ignorance is just, it seems like it's just vines that is wrapped tightly around every brain cell that they have. Which, you know, goes back to this cognitive dissonance that I've been speaking on a lot. And I can't change that. I can't change someone's core truth about who they are and what they believe. And I can't do that. You have to do it yourself. You know, you have to be willing. You have to be woke. You have to literally wake up from the lie that you've been living and then uncommingle, if that's even a word, the lies that you've entangled into your core truth to be a truth. And I can't, you know, I can't fix that. And I don't know how. I mean, you know, I would love for y'all to hit me on my inbox or black folks. I mean, and tell me, what do you think? What do you think? How do you think that we can stop white folks from talking any kind of way? Because, you know, I say, personally, that with the black white folks that are calling the police and these verbal assaults, I mean, I feel like they're hate crimes. If you call the police on a black person in the climate that we are currently living in, you know that there is the potential for that officer to kill the person that you are dealing with. You know that. You know that it is the potential for that to happen. You doing it for no reason. You making a false phone call and a false allegation based on bullshit. That's a hate crime. So I feel like we should start prosecuting. I feel like black folks should start prosecuting. Call the police on their ass. And here's the thing. You can't. Because the cops won't even show up for y'all when y'all call the police for yourselves for help. They still come at you crazy. You still end up getting shot and killed or, you know, brutally abused. There's no safe out here. There's no easy rectification for this. There's just, to me, no way. Except for other white folks like me shutting that shit down. But how often am I there? How often does that happen? Where someone like me would be around this particular occurrence. You know, because at the end of the day, the only thing that happens is that there's a bunch of people taking video. I get the person being attacked or somebody close should be taking a video. And I get that we want to witness what's happening. You know, I think white folks need to be embarrassed by their behavior. It's disgusting. And they should be ashamed. And every time I see one of these white folks on TV crying, which leads into my next story, the lady in the parking lot, her and her husband pulled that gun on the whole black family, and she on the TV crying, talking about, I really, truly love everybody. Really? Because, let me see, so, I carry a 9mm, and I have my concealed weapons license. And I'm just gonna think back. I've had my gun coming up on 4 years. I've had my concealed license and my weapon that I carry with me all the time. Let me think how many times I pulled it because I almost hit somebody in a parking lot. Let me think about that. Hold on. Never. Let me think about how many times I pulled my gun on somebody on the road that was raging at me and shooting me birds and cussing me out and doing all those. Let me think. Never. Let me think about how many times I pulled my weapon because I was in a verbal altercation over some bullshit in a parking lot with somebody. Let me think. Hold on. Fucking never. And then they got the nerve to be on here. Oh my God, I wish I would have written it down about racial intimidation. That's what the attorney, I think it was ethnic intimidation or something, some bullshit intimidation word they're making up now. So now, all of a sudden, white people can use this new word that references intimidation when there is an encounter with a black person. So they don't have to take any responsibility in their own personal judgments or in their own personal fears or in their own personal ignorance. They can just say, I was intimidated. I mean, do y'all see where this shit is going? Where it's going is that white people are going to be able to harass black people and say that they were intimidated by them and they're fearful for them. Well, let me give you a little bit of insight on this one. Yes, I'm rowdy. It's another thing that just angers me to my core. My last podcast was sappy. This time you get to see a little bit of my anger. They pulled that gun because they know good and hell well that black folks get mistreated. And they are terrified that one day black people gonna show the fuck up. And there ain't gonna be no little minor altercations in the parking lot. Ain't gonna be no words, you know, back and forth between one another. Ain't gonna be you calling the police because they're doing nothing. You gonna be calling the police because black folks are gonna start punching you in your shit. Okay? They're gonna stop taking your shit. They're gonna stop videoing and they're gonna, you know, come at you like you coming at them. And let me be clear, I am not instigating violence by all means. Please know that. That is not what I'm doing. But that's what white folks think is going to happen. That's what they are anticipating is going to happen. I think it's almost what they want to happen so they can prove their case in point. Which, again, is so ridiculous. What is it when... I got a couple cops that listen to the show, which I'm very surprised about, but I appreciate y'all. I don't know what it's called, so somebody can tell me, and I could probably look it up, but I don't feel like it. I'm drinking coffee. When a cop lies to set up, you know, a suspect or something, and entrapment. I thought about it. Whoop, whoop, entrapment. So, I mean, that's basically what's happening. I think, you know, white folks are, you know, instigating some shit and then wanting black folks to engage. And then they call the police like, oh, well, they're hostile and I'm intimidated. Like, this can't turn in that direction. Which is why I want to talk about this. I'm going to post about it too, but it's why I want to talk about it. We can't allow this type of shit to keep going on. You know what I'm saying? And we certainly cannot, under any circumstance, allow this damn woman and her husband. And I'm going to be honest. Y'all going to be mad about this? Ooh, Lord have mercy. Y'all going to be mad. But listen, I haven't watched that whole video of that encounter in the parking lot. You know why? Because it is irrelevant to me. I don't give a if somebody was pulling out and they almost hit my baby, I would hit my hand. I've seen my ex-husband do it. I've done it. It didn't end in them pulling a weapon on me and my children for no reason. Okay? That's not how it works. That is not a reason to get out your car and act a fool at the end of the day. If you afraid because she hit the back of your car, that is your perception of your encounter with her. That has nothing to do with her protecting her child. And then got the nerve to, you know, well, the black woman was this and the black woman was that. And the white woman and her husband were 100% justified? Again, when did we start resolving stupid, silly 15-second encounters with weapons and calling the police? When did that happen? When did those rules change? When is that how we dealt with everyday fucking people who we don't have a problem with? I love every single person. Do you? Do you really? Or do you love every single person like you? Do you love every single person that loves you back? Do you love every single person that inflicts abuse upon other people, whether it be children or adults or elderly people or black people? Do you love racist white folks? Do you love pedophiles? Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. That's how I feel about this and her crying ass. I'm sick of it. I'm truly, truly, truly sick of white people shit. That's how I feel this morning. I'm tired of it, you know, and I joke around a lot and I say I'm not affiliated with those type of white folks, but I'm not. I'm truly not affiliated with that type of ignorance, and I mean it's ridiculous to me. It's ridiculous. And you know, I know that most of the people that listen to my podcast are black, but this is one of the times when I wished a lot of white folks listened. So I can tell y'all to knock the shit off. Like, just fucking stop it. It's out of control and it's ridiculous. And you look like assholes to everybody. You look like exactly who you are to everyone. I don't give a shit about the tears after. It's no different than somebody doing some dirt and getting caught and being upset. You ain't upset because of what you did. You don't give a shit how you feel about it. You upset because you got caught and some shit about to go down behind it. Now she crying. She wasn't crying when she pulled that gun, was she? She was pretty fucking confident looking in that position with that gun pulled on that family. On the family. She didn't look upset to me. But now you upset. No, you upset because you're getting death threats. Now you upset because everybody in your community knows that you're a racist ass and you're going to see the white folks that really truly don't agree with that kind of bullshit. And now you're really going to be scared to go to the store. And now you're really going to be scared to go out in public. And now you're really going to be worried about if you get in your car and go somewhere, somebody's going to approach you. Or if a group of people is going to come up and say something. Or if somebody's going to recognize you in the store and follow you around and make sure, whatever, whatever. Oh, my bad. Now you know how black folks feel. Every fucking day of their lives. Okay? Every move they make. Every cop they see. Every situation that they go into. Is this going to be the day that it's me? Is today the day that what goes on in this world finally affect my family? Because I'm telling you right now, I ain't even going to say it. I'm not even going to say it. I'm just going to tell you this. I'm not the one. I'm telling you right now. And I'm not going to need my weapon. Because I'm telling you right now, if I'm in an environment where this is going on, and I'm going to use this as a last example, and then I'm going to shut this podcast down. This episode down. Just like the little boy in the gym that the referee cut his dreads off. I don't know if I'm more mad at the lady who went to get the scissors, the referee that cut his hair or whoever cut his hair off, or all the fucking pussy-ass parents that set their ass in the stands and did not stand up not one second and say anything about it. They let that shit go down. They watched it happen. I don't know who I'm more pissed at. Because it wouldn't have been me. My babies know. All three of my babies will tell you right now. Oh, hell no. That couldn't have been. My mama wouldn't have been in them stands. That wouldn't have happened. I'd have been on that floor raising more hell than everybody in there. You hear me? I'm showing up for your babies. For your babies' babies. I'm showing up for my babies. I'm showing up for black folks. Period. If you do some dumb shit in front of me about some black folks, I'm telling you right now, you ain't gotta get on TV to be crying and embarrassed. Cause I'm gonna verbally assault you in every way possible. I'm gonna tell you all about cognitive dissonance and how your ignorant ass is not gonna continue to thrive in this climate. Not around me. Not around anybody that I fuck with. That's not gonna happen. It is time that we hold these white people accountable for their behavior. It is absolutely unacceptable for white folks to be acting like this. I don't give a shit who instigated it. I don't care where it came from. At the end of the day, it has been generationally embedded in them that they are better than, and you can fill in the blank, black folks, Mexicans. It doesn't really matter. They think they're better, and they have always thought that they were better. It isn't even about being better. They don't see you as human beings. I mean, I'm sure that you know that. I'm sure I'm not saying anything that isn't true, that you haven't at least thought about. Like, they don't even see you as a human being. You're an object to them because of your color. I'm holding people accountable. I'm speaking my truth. People ain't gotta like it. People ain't gotta listen. But the people who do, I really hope you turn around and talk about it to as many people as you can talk about it to. Have a conversation. Have a dialogue. Get online. Post some substance. Post something that, you know, instigates people and encourages them, you know, to engage in conversation. I get a lot of ignorant ass comments, but I got a lot of good shit too. I appreciate y'all showing up this morning. You know that I love y'all, and you know I'm grateful for this opportunity to be able to share, and you know I'm kind of excited about me doing these little mini podcasts by myself, and I'm grateful for the kings in my life who support me and who encourage me. I'm grateful for my seeds who do the same. And, you know, just please know that every time that this button is hit and play and I watch it and I see it, and, you know, just know that I'm grateful. I'm grateful for this life. I'm grateful for the voice I have. I'm grateful for my mindset, and I'm grateful for y'all. And I look forward to, you know, spending some more time with y'all. I'll get at you. Peace.